Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. You know, I sit back on a constant basis, and I look at what the founders said and agree with them. And then some narcissistic, Mensa-minded, higher intelligence jackwagon comes along and agrees. He's supposed to be on my side. I haven't thought he's been on my side for a very long time, but, you know, he's supposed to be on my side. Claims to be on my side. My side being the pro-liberty side, which is not just my side. It's our side. But let me give you a little set up here. When Joe Biden announced last week that police should shoot to wound rather than shoot to stop the threat, which is an incredibly dangerous proposition, is dangerous in so many ways. Most people ignored his crazy ideas, considered them the rantings of an 80-year-old man suffering from dementia who's lived most of his adult life in a bubble surrounded by armed protective details. Which would be true. And then, Rob Pincus told Fox News he supported Biden's ideas. Even shooting a shotgun out of a door to scare away bad guys, and it was too much. And even with Pincus's previous statements calling for more gun control, he's now crossing the Rubicon, as Lee Williams says. There is no going back. Now, because Mr. Pincus, he didn't have the time to do it when he was here with me. He waited till after this, when I tried to carry on the show, to start bombarding me with Facebook messages, like a real adult would do. He told Fox News that he supported Biden's ideas, even when shooting a shotgun out of a door. But anyway, let me quote him. Because I don't want to be accused of mischaracterizing him, because that's what he went with his little Facebook messages. That's what he's saying. You mischaracterized my emoji. Biden many years ago made a statement about going outside and firing a shotgun up in the air if somebody's trying to break into your home. What he said last Friday is really very closely related to that concept, which is if you're going to use a gun, you don't have to use it to kill someone. There's other ways to somehow use a gun to defend yourself, and that's anathema to people in the training community, whether it's law enforcement, military, civilian defensive shooting in the United States. I have to admit that Biden's right. If somebody were trying to break into your home and you stick a shotgun out the window and fire rounds into the air, that person is probably going to leave. Other ways to use a gun. See, the problem is that the other ways to use a gun are very dependent on a few things. If you shoot someone to wound them, there's a lot of things, and I mean, This is coming off the desk of Lee Williams. He went and he asked a lot of questions. We're going to go over these verbatim. But now that we know that Pincus is all in on the Biden warning shots and shooting to wound tactic, Lee went out there and asked some experts from law enforcement, the military, and civilian shooting industry what they thought about his comments. So from law enforcement, he spoke to Sarasota County, Florida, Sheriff Kurt Hoffman. He said, every modern law enforcement agency is teaching a single officer response to an active shooter. So you're never going to shoot to potentially incapacitate. You're going to shoot to stop the threat. Why shoot for limbs, feet, or ankles? It makes no sense whatsoever. And a very good point that, you know, of course, Rob Pincus didn't bring up. Shooting to incapacitate, Hoffman said, prevents a deputy from helping the wounded. See, you have to neutralize the threat, and then you're not just going to stand there with your gun in your hand, breathing heavily. You're going to pull out a trauma kit and try to render first aid to somebody. But you can't do that if the guy's still moving around. You shoot to deanimate. You do not shoot to wound. Sheriff Hoffman said, if you can't effectively neutralize a threat as quickly as possible, which equals shooting a center mass, you can't render aid to other people on the scene who need assistance. Then from the firearm industry, Mark Oliva, Managing Director of Public Affairs at the NSSF, said firing warning shots, as Biden and Pincus have suggested, could land the gun owner in jail. He said the NSSF does not recommend any firearm owner blindly fire their shotgun or any other gun, for that matter, into the air. President Biden's or anyone else's advice that this is a viable option only puts gun owners on shaky legal ground. Jeffrey Barton of Clark County, Washington, was charged with illegally discharging a firearm after intruders attempted to break into his home. They were later dropped, but he was convicted of obstructing a police officer. He probably heard Biden make that suggestion. Then there's the training community's response, which we earlier heard from Bob Keller. He is a retired master sergeant, spent all of his career in Army Special Operations, including 17 years as a Tier 1 operator. He said, there is no way an average shooter can do that. If you're telling people to do that and they get in an active shooter situation, and keep in mind, anything within CONUS is a no-fail shot, and you're now aiming for someone's arm or leg, the likelihood of them making the shot is minuscule. That's a tough shot for me, and I've been training my whole life. What happens if they miss a shot and hit a child? Such a low percentage shot is a huge risk in a CONUS environment, continental U.S. I've never shot wound, at least not intentionally. If someone has a gun in their hand and is getting ready to use it, you don't shoot to wound. Does he, Pincus, know how hard of a shot that is? It's ridiculous. Who's going to be held responsible if a friendly gets shot because someone tried to shoot the bad guy's arm? I'd like to see him, Pincus, make the shot. Mark Pizzella, former SWAT team member, former SWAT team commander, he said, shooting the wound, who are you shooting at? Are they mentally stable? Do they feel pain? What's their level of commitment to the fight? Will shooting make them more angry? Are they on drugs? Are they on alcohol? Are they able to fight through the wound? He pointed out that 96% of civilian defensive shootings take place within 9 feet. Assuming you hit them in the arm or leg within 9 feet, you don't have time, distance, or opportunity to shoot again. Shooting in combat is extremely difficult to do. They're shooting and moving, and you're moving. If someone threatens you with a firearm, the time you think you have to wound them does not exist. Assuming you can even hit them. It's not possible to shoot someone in the extremity in the real world. Then we get Joe Krotchenko. Now, he met a kid named Diego, and Diego and his parents were staying in the front yard watching fireworks on New Year's Eve. Young Diego suddenly fell to the ground bleeding with a .45 round that had gone straight up in the air and come straight down after somebody shot it in the air, and it penetrated his skull and was lodged near his nasal cavity. He was in a coma for a week, and he spent years recovering. He has recovered now. But he described Pincus's and Biden's tactic of shooting into the air as moronic. Said, you're going to have a bunch of idiots firing warning shots in the air with no idea where the shot's going to land. We live in a well-populated area. Look around within a mile where you live. There are schools, parks, and playgrounds loaded with kids. Diego and his parents never became anti-gun. They're anti-idiots with guns now. Pay no attention to that advice. At this particular moment, whatever credibility Mr. Pincus might have had as an instructor, that's smoke. That's out of here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show, this portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. I'm so glad I'm not a European. I lived over there for 3 years, and I'm so glad I'm not a European. The Europeans may soon be consuming insects added as powder to their cereal bars, biscuits, pizza, pasta-based products, and whey powder, among other foods, even though there's no evidence that bugs were featured in the food consumed at the World Economic Forum meetings just concluded in Davos. The oligarchs and politicians that are certain the rest of us should stop eating meat and get our proteins for bugs as well as traditional vegetarian sources. Because we have to save the planet so they can continue to jet around in their Gulf Stream high above the hoi polloi, slipping into poverty. From RT, the Russian government-supported site, we get this. Partially defatted and powdered house crickets will officially be able to find their way to EU citizens' tables starting on January 24th, which was 2 days ago, I guess, 3 days ago. This comes thanks to a European Commission ruling passed earlier this month. As per the decision, which cited the scientific opinion of the European Food Safety Authority, the additive is safe to use in a whole range of products, including but not limited to cereal bars, biscuits, pizza, pasta-based products, and whey powder. Back in August 2021, the European Food Safety Authority concluded that frozen and dried formulations from whole house crickets are safe under the proposed uses and use levels. They did note that the insects may trigger allergic reactions in some consumers. But don't worry. Never worry. The benevolent autocrats have constructed the EU regulations so that the adult crickets first undergo a 24-hour fast as they empty their bowels, then they're flash frozen, washed, thermally processed, have their oils extracted, and ground into powder. And if you think you'll get tired of crickets really, really soon, well, they also approved earlier this month the larvae of the Alphabetius diapernius, known as the lesser mealworm for human consumption. And rest assured, they insist that the additives will bear appropriate labels, whatever that means. Strictly not kosher at all, right? But who in the EU bureaucracy cares? Europe eliminated almost all of their Jews last century. Muslims, about whom the EU does care, are allowed to eat bugs. The World Economic Forum. Oh, golly. You sit there and you just, you're thinking to yourself, well, how much more stupid can it get? And then it gets really, really stupid. Because, I mean, they don't need to be eating bugs in Europe. Who wants to go into a French bistro and to get a croissant with some cricket powder in it? I'm going to want to see the ingredients. I'm glad I'm not in Europe right now. Let's move around a little bit and let's start talking about Joe Biden, because of course Joe Biden never lets anything pass. He never does. He's once again exploiting tragedy to try to criminalize a fundamental civil right, pointing to the shootings in California, where one shooting involved a gun that is illegal in California already, and yet he managed to get a hold of it. And I don't know what kind of gun was used in the second shooting. But now he's demanding for Congress to pass an assault weapons ban, specifically a new gun ban bill authored by Senator Dianne Feinstein, who's one of the only politicians in Washington that's older than him. And in a statement released by the White House, Biden briefly acknowledged the victims in the shootings in Half Moon Bay, California, before pivoting to demand a federal version of the assault weapons ban already in place in California. Which should be sort of a demonstration already. If we're saying we need to have this all over because it failed in California, that's essentially what he's saying. I mean, California has hundreds of other restrictions on the right to keep and bear arms in place across the state. None of them prevented the shooting, either shooting, from taking place. So he said, following a briefing from my Homeland Security team, I have directed my administration to ensure local authorities in the broader Half Moon Bay community have the full support of the federal government in the wake of this heinous attack. Yesterday, Senator Feinstein, alongside Senators Murphy, Blumenthal, and others, reintroduced a federal assault weapons ban and legislation that raised the minimum purchase age for assault weapons to 21. Now, which is it going to be? How do you have a way to buy assault weapons if they're banned, unless you're under 21, when you go to ban them. How does that work? Once again, urge both chambers of Congress to act quickly and deliver this assault weapons ban to my desk. Take action to keep American communities, schools, workplaces, and homes safe. Leaving aside the blatant constitutional issues for a moment, which, you know, what does that mean? He understands it's blatantly unconstitutional. If all of the California laws currently in place from a 10-day waiting period and universal background checks for the assault weapon, large capacity magazine, and off-roster handgun bans couldn't prevent these guys, right? Now I'm not back to the president, I'm just renting. Then why would a federal ban be any more effective, especially one that supposedly allows existing owners to maintain possession of their so-called battlefield weapons of war, as the Feinstein bill does? Because she knows they can't go get them. Even though she's like, if I had the votes, I'd say, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them in, you know? And it isn't just an assault on the constitutionally protected right. It's an insult on the intelligence of me and you. I mean, we know what the end game is, and it's not letting tens of millions of modern sporting rifles be lawfully possessed by their current owners. It's not like this is some big secret either. States like California and New Jersey have already removed the grandfather clauses from their magazine bans. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont has been encouraging lawmakers to remove the grandfather protections of the state's assault weapons ban this year as well. And we know how tens of millions of us will respond to any federal legislation that would do the same. In Illinois, the state's newly enacted ban requires existing gun owners to register their assault weapons with the state police by January 1st, 2024. More than 80 county sheriffs have said they will not make any arrests solely for violations of the gun and magazine ban. And I suspect that registration will be few and far between, even if the law is still in place by next January. That was certainly the experience in New York with the SAFE Act and its registration requirements were established, with compliance to be estimated just around 4%, more than 5 years after the mandate took effect. If you ever did get a federal assault weapons ban on place that was upheld by the Supreme Court, which is a very unlikely possibility, it would be a nightmare for the federal government to effectively enforce, given the widespread civil and civic disobedience to any ban, especially in a day and age where firearms can be built at home using 3D printers. But that doesn't mean he won't try. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA News Update. President Biden touting the economic accomplishments of his administration.
Roads and bridges are being built. Factories are coming along. Families are breathing just a little bit easier.
In a speech at a steam fitters union hall in Springfield, Virginia, Biden took credit for continued job growth, the falling inflation rate. He added wages are growing faster than inflation. Manufacturing jobs are up. Wall Street is closing with stocks higher after the release of a strong GDP report. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial industrial average rose 204 points to 33,948. The S&P 500 gained 44 points to 4060. The Nasdaq jumped 199 points to 11,512. The five former Memphis police officers involved in the violent arrest of Tyree Nichols are facing murder charges. Nichols, a black man, died after the traffic stop on January 7th involving the black officers. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. California Governor Gavin Brewer-Cream Newsom is out lashing out at gun owners, the firearm industry, the founding fathers, as he tries to spin another failure of the state's gun control laws into an attack on the Second Amendment. And what he said, I mean, this is quite interesting. This is quite interesting coming from an elected official. Speaking to CBS News on Monday evening, he claimed that while he has no ideological opposition to responsible gun owners, at least in theory, the shootings in Monterey Park demand a further crackdown on the right to keep and bear arms. And, you know, the Monterey Park shooting, given the weapon that was used, shows exactly how effective his prior policies are at protecting the public. But he said nothing about this is surprising. Nothing about this is infuriating. Everything's about this is infuriating. I'm sorry. And he told this to managing editor Nora O'Donnell on Monday. The Second Amendment is becoming a suicide pact. But like I said, he clarified he has no ideological opposition, whatever that means, against people who responsibly own guns and get background checks and training on how to use them. But he said that current regulations are falling short. That's because gun control is aimed at the law-abiding governor. That's why that happens. It has nothing else to do with anything else other than the law-abiding complying. Now, we can go on and on about this, but, I mean, the simple fact is this. This is not, what you're trying is not working. What you put in place is not working. He did mention the role of mental health in mass shootings, but he singled out gun access as a factor. He said, I'm really proud of the work we've done in this space, but we've had decades of neglect. But respectfully, I will submit that regardless of the challenges it relates to behavioral health, there's not a country in the world that doesn't experience behavioral health issues. And there's not a state in the United States that regulates and restricts gun ownership as to the extent that California does. And yet, according to the FBI, it was California that had the most active shooter incidents, or the most active, the most active shooter incidents in 21. Part of that may simply be an artifact of California's large population, but it's also evidence that restricting a constitutional right to self-defense in the name of public safety doesn't stop a committed killer. That's a thing. Committed killers. And it's not nearly as effective as it prevents a peaceful gun owner from exercising their Second Amendment right. And the anti-Second Amendment attacks are only going to heat up after another shooting, this time in Central California, which left 7 people dead and a 67-year-old suspect in custody. Those were reported at Mountain Mushroom Farm on San Mateo Highway near Highway 1 and Concord Farms off Cabrillo Highway South. First responders first received a call about an active shooter at around 2:20. According to ABC7, both the suspect and the victims were workers at the mushroom farm where the first shootings took place. Authorities haven't said whether the suspect lawfully obtained the firearm used in the attack, but that doesn't matter to Newsom and his anti-gun allies in the legislature. Any crime in which a firearm is used, legally obtained or not, is fodder for their attack on the fundamental civil right. And violent crime, even with the spike that took place in 2020, is still far below what we experienced throughout much of the 70s, 80s, and 90s, a time when the number of gun owners and firearms and concealed carry holders were much smaller than they are today. If the Second Amendment or law-abiding gun owners are to blame, well, as Newsom argues anyway, the opposite would be true. And crime would have climbed exponentially over the past 30 years as the right to carry revolution took hold and more Americans embraced their Second Amendment rights. And it wasn't until 2020 and the double whammy of COVID disruptions and widespread unrest and violence in the wake of the George Floyd death that our crime rates started soaring. Now, I'm sure that Governor Newsom believes his own rhetoric about the Second Amendment turning into a suicide pact. But that doesn't give him or lawmakers the authority to kill off a fundamental civil right. There is a way to do it, right? It's called a constitutional convention. He doesn't want to do that, though. He doesn't want to do that. He doesn't want to do it that way. So, no matter how much they cloak their anti-2A ambition in a shroud of moral righteousness, their gun control laws aren't protecting the public safety. All they're doing is making it harder for a good person or good people to defend themselves. And that's where's that a smoking hot idea? It's never a smoking hot idea. Ever, ever, ever. And as I look at these things that we keep hearing about these guys, I don't know. I don't know. Let's go back to the president, because he's had a string of gun-related gaffes. I kind of think the president might be sort of a putz when it comes to guns. A little bit of one, possibly. Especially ballistics. He assigns characteristics to certain guns that are crazy. A Monday story headline: to look at some of Biden's most inaccurate remarks about firearms and 2A supporters provides an embarrassing narrative about a career politician's repeated canards relating to firearms and the Second Amendment, starting with a misquote of Thomas Jefferson's famous observation about the Tree of Liberty and going all the way to his demonstrably false assertion that a bullet from an AR-15 travels 5 times as rapidly as a bullet shot out of any other gun. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I want one of those. I want one of those guns where it is just so supersonic. The 967-word short essay offers details about the president's problems with the facts relating to firearms. And, you know, here's the botch about the .223 round, for example. A June study by hunting gear retailer Field & Stream looked at the fastest rifle cartridges. The AR-15 rounds did not make their list. The .220 Swift, the .257 Weatherby Magnum, and .30/378 Weatherby is the fastest rounds, along with the .224 Clark and .22 Ertzsplitten Laudenboomer. About halfway through the article, and by the way, the typical .223 round is going to move about 2,700 to 3,100 feet per second. The faster cartridges are going to be going out at about, 4,000 feet per second? Yeah, 4,100 feet per second. So, halfway through this, they start quoting the president. And he said, the Second Amendment from the day it was passed limited the type of people who could own a gun and what type of weapon you could own. You couldn't buy a cannon. The point is that there has always been the ability to rationally limit the type of weapon that can be owned and who can own it. Washington Post fact checker Glenn Kessler gave Biden four Pinocchios for his canard back in June 2021, which translates to calling the president a lying dog-faced pony soldier. And, you know, this is not a new thing for him. Before taking office during a campaign stop in Iowa, he said it was absolutely mindless that we don't have elimination of assault-type weapons and magazines. They can hold multiple bullets in them. After four decades on Capitol Hill, he was known as a perennial anti-gunner. He just loves it. This is his favorite thing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
The last time on the firing line, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. The Consumer Product Safety Commission, the federal agency dedicated to saving the world from lawn darts and toy magnets, has been in the headlines recently. This time, the busybodies at the CPSC are out to protect Americans from well-prepared meals by banning the ubiquitous gas stove. On January 9th, Bloomberg News reported that the CPSC says a ban on gas stoves is on the table amid rising concern about harmful indoor air pollutants emitted by the appliances. Speaking with the outlet, CPSC Commissioner Richard Trumka Jr. stated, "Any option is on the table. Products that can't be made safe can be banned." Pretty big talk for a guy that's just a bureaucrat. Public backlash to their effort was swift and harsh. More than one commentator noted how the proposed ban appeared to be a way to advance a climate change agenda under the guise of consumer protection. The response prompted the CPSC to deny any plans to ban gas stoves, with the chair, Alexander Hone-Sarek, claiming, "I am not looking to ban gas stoves, and the CPSC has no proceeding to do so." But the timing should raise some eyebrows. 3 days after the initial Bloomberg article, the Washington Post ran an opinion piece with former CPSC chair Anne Brown arguing that the agency should have the authority to regulate firearms. Titled, "Guns are consumer products. They should be regulated as such," they argued for a CPSC-led gun control campaign, along with the enactment of waiting periods and bans on commonly owned semi-automatic firearms. So, after three days after they made headlines for a move that led to credible allegations of using consumer protection as a front to advance a broader political agenda, former chair of the commission essentially signaled her desire for the agency to operate in just such a manner. And, there have been a few people seeing this back when it was founded in 1972. Astute gun rights supporters anticipated this type of gun control effort. So lawmakers explicitly excluded firearms from the definition of consumer products under the agency's purview. But that did not stop the anti-gun lobby from using the CPSC to attack gun owners at the earliest opportunity. Following its founding, it was given the authority to administer the Federal Hazardous Substances Act. So in 1974, the Anti-Gun Group, Committee for Handgun Control, petitioned the CPSC to consider a ban on handgun bullets as a hazardous substance under the FHSA. Now, initially they refused the initial petition, but the Committee for Handgun Control sued the agency in federal court, which resulted in a ruling requiring the CPSC to consider a ban. Now, the reasoning was, despite firearms being explicitly outside of their jurisdiction, that because the FHSA did not also exclude ammunition explicitly, the agency must examine a ban. In light of this gun control campaign and at the urging of the then newly formed NRA-ILA, Congress reiterated its decision to exclude firearms and ammunition from the CPSC authority, adding new language to the federal law. The Consumer Product Safety Commission Improvements Act of 1976 provided that the CPSC shall make no ruling or order that restricts the manufacture or sale of firearms, firearms ammunition, or components of firearms ammunition, including black powder or gunpowder for firearms. Now, so I guess the gun controllers out there going, so what? They still want to use the CPSC for their anti-gun agenda. In the early 1990s, longtime gun control advocate Senator Howard Menzenbaum prodded the General Accounting Office to produce a report on how the CPSC could be used to enact gun control. The report recommended that the CPSC be given authority to regulate firearms and for a requirement that firearms be equipped with mandatory safety features that many gun owners deliberately reject. Shooting Times item from the same year addressed the CPSC's potential foray into firearms, half-jokingly stating that the agency's perfect handgun would light up like a Christmas tree, have a 30-pound trigger and a 14-inch barrel. That's, of course, if they would actually permit handguns to be sold to an American consumer at all. It has long been the Anti-Gun Violence Violence Policy Center's goal to submit firearms to consumer regulation in order to outright ban them. In its 1994 publication, Ceasefire, a Comprehensive Strategy to Reduce Firearms Violence, the gun control group argued that ATF should be given CPSC-like authority to regulate firearms as consumer products. Thus, according to VPC, this would result in a ban on commonly owned semi-automatic firearms, it terms assault weapons, and all handguns. And as for Brown, she's willing to use the current CPSC rules to ban whatever guns she can get away with. In late 2001, 2 weeks before the Clinton-appointed Brown was set to resign, they announced a suit to force the mandatory recall of between 7.5 and 9 million Daisy air guns. At the time, NRA-ILA pointed out that Brown's attack on air guns appeared to be less than any supposed defect and more about the inherent nature of the product. They sent out an alert noting that Brown's anti-air gun defect claim is so broad that it could not only affect virtually every air rifle, it could be used in future reckless lawsuits against firearm manufacturers. So in November 2003, after she was out of the way, they voted to drop the Daisy recall. The Wall Street Journal reported, Commissioner Mary Sheila Gall, who was the sole dissenting vote against the initial filing, declared that in 30 years of government service, she had never seen a more outrageous miscarriage of justice and abuse of the processes of public policy than the CPSC action against Daisy. So, Ms. Brown, that didn't matter. She didn't care about that failure of her anti-gun legacy project. She was back to touting gun control in 2016. In a piece for the Washington Post titled, We Regulate Lead Paint, So Why Not Lead Bullets? She argued the CPSC should have the authority to regulate bullets due to their lead content. Bullets are actually recycled. The lead for bullets comes from recycled car batteries. Anyway, I guess if we didn't do that, what would we do with it? Dropping any pretense that the goal of that policy would be to protect ammunition consumers from a hazardous substance, she went on to make clear that the lead issue was merely an entree to enact gun control policy. I mean, ballsy. As for all the chefs out there, be warned. Once the CPSC or those who would use the CPSC for their political agenda get the idea to ban a useful product, it can be hard to get them to stop. There once was a time when the NRA was actually a very effective organization, and they, I mean, you know, here we are 50 years later, And we still have to fight some crazy gun control where they want to get out here. And they want to have another bureaucratic agency regulate guns besides the ATF. Just makes me wonder where they think it could possibly stop or start or whatever it could be. There's a lesson for chefs and gun owners about the value of political organization and all of this when you look at that. All these things they're trying to do, all these things they want to do. They should just get out there and just, I mean, they've done everything but say, we're against guns and we're going to do everything we can to get rid of them. And then they need to come out and say, and we don't care what the Supreme Court says, and we don't care what you say, we want what we want, and we're going to find a way to get it, and you guys will just live with it, which means we have a miniature WEF in the bureaucracies here in the United States. A miniature little group of people that are out there thinking that they can run your life, and control your life, and control your money, and control everything you do, everything you think, everything you say. You know, never stops. Never, ever, never, ever stops. So, goodness gracious. I will be back in about 21 hours. And between now and then, please, if you would, remember this. As I try to demonstrate here on a daily basis, they do not lack imagination. What they're trying to do is they're trying to say that this is gun control, which it has never been gun control. This is always a pathway to total control of your life, complete and total control of your life. This has been Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Moon Squad.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.